Welcome to the Popcorn Talk Network, for the online broadcast network that features movie discussion, news, and interviews. Press one.
Popcorn Talk. We talk movies.
From the Popcorn Talk Network, the number one online broadcast network for movie talk, this is the Cosplay Coach. Costume breakdowns and tips and tricks to create your own. And now, the coach yourself, Meredith Placco.
Friends.
It's just Meredith Placco's friends today.
Yeah, we tried to make it Meredith Placco, the Cosplay Coach's friends. As opposed to and friends, because Meredith, as you guys can see, is unfortunately not here today because she's come down with a serious case of concrud, it sounds like.
Yeah, that is, I got a little bit of it too. It's pretty much any major con, you're gonna get the concrud.
Yeah.
So that's why, even if you were drowning in hand sanitizer, like
and
I was the whole weekend.
Emergency.
It's gonna happen, man.
It's just unavoidable. Totally unavoidable.
But it's worth it.
And sadly, somehow appropriate for our Comic-Con wrap-up episode that one of us is too ill to attend it. So yes, welcome to the Cosplay Coach. I'm Emma Fife. This is Elena Jordan.
I'm Elena Jordan. This is Emma Fife.
You can find me on Twitter, at Emma Fife.
You can find me on Twitter at Elena Jordan. Go figure, look at that.
I know, it's just our names. And you can find all of us on Twitter at The Cosplay Coach. And if you guys want to ever tweet at us, we've had people tweeting at us today. Unfortunately, due to some YouTube updates, we're not able to stream live today, which we're super duper bummed about. But some of you guys were already aware of this, and you've been tweeting stuff at us and posting stuff on our Facebook page. You can also find us on Facebook. And so we'll be able to address some of your more recent questions and questions from past episodes, in addition to doing our Comic-Con wrap-up today. First, I want to talk to you guys a little bit about iTunes. You should go there and subscribe to this podcast, rate us 5 stars, leave us a review. We love getting reviews. You can also find us on YouTube. And if you are listening on iTunes, I do highly recommend going over to YouTube to watch this podcast because it is a very visual medium. A lot of the time we do actually have materials here and we use a lot of images to illustrate everything that we're talking about. And today we're going to be having some actual videos from the con showing on the show. So you should totally watch the show on YouTube if you're not already watching it on YouTube today. So yes, Comic-Con. Elena, what are your feelings? Did you have a good time?
Comic-Con is amazing every single year. Every con, for the most part, though, you just come back feeling awesome. Even if you're sick, you still just feel like mentally just re-energized. It's like health and mana bar just goes all the way up the second you walk into the convention center. So it's awesome.
Yeah, totally. I know. I had gone to Comic-Con thinking I was going to go back on like Friday night because I was going to be responsible and go work at my day job. But I walked in on Thursday morning, picked up my badge and went, nope, I'm calling out sick on Saturday.
I'm proud
don't
of
do
you
that.
For that.
Don't do that, guys.
No, do it. I told her to.
Don't follow my example. What was your favorite thing, do you think, that at Comic-Con this year?
Oh, man. I would say probably getting to meet some of our fans was really cool.
Yeah.
We, as Emma mentioned, love hearing from you guys. So, and then being able to see you when we go out to cons is just a phenomenal experience and just fills us with joy.
It does. It was a joyous, joyous time.
It was. So, yeah, we met Gwen and got to hang out with her.
We did, yeah. Gwen Stacy, as you guys know, we were doing our McCall's Cosplay Challenge contest for Comic-Con, and we all kind of unanimously decided that there could be no other winner than Gwen Stacy. And so even though she wasn't in cosplay for the event, we did give her the award. Sorry, guys, my computer.
That's the award music.
That's the award music. That's the award. There we go. yes, but Gwen Stacy was our winner, and we actually took a little video with her that we want to show to you guys. So I'm going to let Marissa cue that up. And
hey, guys,
we'll
here we are
you.
On the floor at Comic-Con, and we are with Miss Gwen Stacy.
Yay!
for all of you who tune into Cosplay Coach, you'll know Gwen. She's one of the most active and coolest users in our chat room, and she's a fantastic cosplayer. And Gwen, what are you doing out here for San Diego?
I'm here for the website that I write for, Agents of Geek. So just covering the con, doing press interviews, trying to get all the cosplay photos that I can, and just trying to have fun. It's my first year, so I'm trying to have fun while also working. Yeah. It's kind of hard to balance, but I'm making it work.
It is. I just did press for Anime Expo, and I was like, I can't cosplay. I have to carry all this gear and interview people. It's too much.
That's why Spirit Hoods are great for closet cosplay. I can just rock my cat ears anytime I want.
I just carry things in heels and fall down occasionally. It's fine.
No, Gwen, I know you're not in costume, but you have sent some of the most amazing costumes to us to showcase, and we actually wanted to present you with today the McCall's Grand Prize Pack. Six patterns of your choice.
Thank you.
Gwen.
Oh, that's so cool.
So you can go on their website and pick whatever patterns you want in size. Fill this out and email it. And thank you so much, McCall's.
Thank you.
And thank you so much, Gwen, for supporting us and doing all the amazing costumes that you do.
It's okay. What I'm saying. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you. We love you.
Oh. All right, now we're going to go find some more customers interview, and we will see you guys in a bit.
Yay!
You mean that?
Yeah. I did, yeah. I put that fancy lower third on there. It makes it look so professional.
Nice work. I like it.
I know, it's good. Thank you so much, Gwen, for just being awesome.
Gwen is so awesome.
She really is so cool. I was like,
all
overwhelmed.
Guys are so awesome. We
yeah. I mean, and you guys all, any of you who participate in our chat regularly or follow our antics on Twitter, like, you all know Gwen Stacy, and we've featured her cosplay on several episodes. We had her on the alternative new age Disney princesses. She did the waitress version of Tiana, which is amazing.
So good.
And she also did a spandex Catwoman suit as well, which we saw in the superheroes and spandex episode. And we just love her, and she's so supportive of us. And even earlier today, before we knew we were going to have live stream issues, like, she's tweeting out, like, don't miss Cosplay Coach, you got to tune in. And we just really, really appreciate
you. So congratulations.
You so much, Gwen. Congratulations.
Hope you enjoy your prize.
You totally, totally deserve the prize. So moving on, of course, we were at Comic-Con doing some coverage for the Cosplay Coach, which you guys are all tuned into right now. So we did spend a little time running around the floor doing some cosplay interviewers, and I compiled a little video for us, complete with very professional looking lower thirds. And
nice work.
We want to share with you guys some of the interactions we had with cosplayers at Comic-Con this year, as well as some footage of some of the really cool stuff we saw out on the floor. So we're ready to show this video.
So we have found some awesome Sailor Moon cosplayers here at San Diego Comic-Con.
I'm here at Comic-Con today with Kia. That's her real name, but today she's just Storm.
Hey, guys. We are here with Sam, and she is an amazing Harley Quinn.
So we are here with Krieger and his virtual girlfriend.
I am here with Victoria and Brian, a.k.a. Sailor Moon and Tuxedo Mask.
So we are here with Devin, and she looks amazing.
And I am here with Optimus Prime, who surprisingly sounds nothing like Peter Cullen.
Hello there.
So we are here with a really amazing interpretation of Anna and Elsa. I guess the world went a little wrong after you took over, huh?
Oh, we're so cool. This part is great.
Okay.
That looks so pretty.
We're doing a little interview, Inception right now.
Interviewception. We're interviewing each other.
With Catwoman from Sharp News.
Now, what inspired you to undertake this incredible project?
Actually kind of happened by accident. I didn't really mean to. And I just kind of happened. Really, I love Transformers. I've been a fan since I was a kid. I watched the cartoon growing up. I started coming to Comic-Con about 10 years ago. And then I started looking at the cosplayer saying, I wonder if I could do that.
Well, when I was thinking of cosplays, I had just watched the X-Men movie. And I had liked Halle Berry's, like, you know, one-piece suit. But when I was looking online, I saw this woman in an outfit just like mine. I was like, I have to wear it.
Babs Tarr, who is the current artist for Batgirl, she also does a lot of her own sort of art and does a lot of some fun Sailor Scout kind of Bosukuzu, like the biker versions.
Yeah.
And we thought it'd be kind of a fun play on that.
So this is Peggy Carter dressed as Captain America. It's based on a fan art by Alex Schlitz. She's amazing.
We have a friend. I got to give a shout out to Tara. She said, Furiosa.
That would be great.
And it went from there. And I thought, well, we started it with just these two. And then, we needed our little war boy. And instead of a blood bank for the war boy, I'm actually his snow bank.
What inspired you to dress up as some of the, probably one of the most unhinged personalities from cartoons?
Well, I've been marathoning, Archer, and I'm a twin myself, so I can sympathize with being a mad scientist and basically a clone.
And as for virtual girlfriend?
I always wanted to do like a couple's cosplay, and it was a costume that I could get him on board with.
Are you guys an actual couple or just a cosplay couple?
We're an actual couple.
I've been really trying to get into character this convention, and I've been stealing stuff from the exhibit hall. I've got this whole stash, like, in my car now. It's great.
See, you know the way to do it.
Yeah.
It's just burgle things.
I just edited it to be funny things of you.
So you made this yourself?
Yeah, I made it. It took me like 3 months, but I made everything myself, including the boots.
I made this one, and I helped him out with this one.
Yeah.
We bought a lot of the pieces on Etsy, like different handmade items, like his pocket watch.
Oh my gosh, the pocket watch is amazing. Yeah. You made the Dracula medallion?
Yeah. Indeed. I was fortunate enough to have wonderful help from my father and my boyfriend. But we made everything from scratch,
so cool.
No patterns. We just kind of made it up as we went.
I made my own pattern actually with help from my mother. She actually helped me out.
Girl, I get my mom to help me with my cosplay too.
We're at the Diamond Comics booth, and they were super nice to give us some Sailor Moon blind boxes.
I'm so excited.
So excited.
Should we open them?
Yes. Unboxing. Okay, we're going to open them.
Go.
This is going to be really awkward with the microphone.
Wow. You know, Okay. Who did you get? Oh, you got Neptune.
And I got Pluto.
Now, in terms of doing your costumes, what were one of the hardest aspects for these?
Oh, I think that's a question for her.
This isn't my first cosplay, but like getting all the little detail parts, you're like, wait, does she have long sleeves, short sleeves?
So it's just like, okay,
I guess I'm just going to have to marathon all her episodes again. And actually finding a wig was like the hardest part.
It was really hard, especially working with leather the first time. This is the first costume I made, so... Yeah, I tackled leather.
This is the first cosplay that you've ever did, and you did the whole thing with the leather?
Yeah. It was awful. It was awesome, though.
That is incredible. Now, what all are the different materials that went into making up this costume?
So the entire skeleton is basically made out of cardboard.
Okay.
Layered with EVA foam.
That's the best.
It really is. It's fantastic stuff. And then it's got some plexiglass accents.
Yes.
And some steel rods for reinforcements.
Actually, she made the arm.
Oh.
I do costuming for some bigger companies. And so he was made foam fabricated, whatnot. The arm is, some of it is molded, painted. Some of it's real.
This is made out of a double knit jersey. It's really expensive, but super worth it. That way I didn't need any closures or anything. It just pulls right over my head, and it's kind of like lined by itself, you know?
This is my second Optimus costume.
Nice.
My first one was a G1 Optimus, all cardboard, very light. And then I decided I wonder if I could kick it up a notch here.
Basically just poly theme.
Okay.
So the stretchy kind of leather.
The whole thing weighs about 65 pounds once it's on.
Everything else was like, you know, eBay or thrift shop, and then mashing it together.
So a lot of our friends actually already wear vests that have studs all over them, so we kind of just mimicked that a little bit, but bought some fun studs. I wanted to do the kind of epaulettes that the Sailor Scouts have, kind of mimic that, and
It was definitely fun.
This is actually like a suit I've actually worn before, like a full black suit. But we just kind of added the cape onto it and also, yeah, the pocket watch.
Look at these shoes. These shoes are insane. Like, they're so good. Check this out. Look at that.
She's got these incredible white contact lenses in, but there's little dots in them, so it looks like you can't actually see.
Mesh contact lenses, yeah. So I've been walking around, and people are like, whoa, are you blind?
We got to see the back. The patches on the back are the best. Look at these. Love, justice, and carnage, and fight like a magical girl.
Are you this tall, or are you standing on the ground? Do you have some sort of platforms?
I am on platforms. I wish I was that tall. In real life, I'm actually about 5'2".
If you guys can see the detail on it, it's phenomenal.
I love how the sleeve came out. That's like what I'm really into. It all lined up really well.
I have to ask, where did you get the pocket watch from?
Oh, she actually got it from me. She got it on
Amazon.
Amazon? Stop it.
You know, in terms of costume design, we always talk about having the believability. Do you have any tips out there for people who want to do their own interpretations of characters in an original world, how they can keep it grounded in both worlds and recognizable?
I think it's finding items and things and working with what you have. There's some people who walk around and they're very strict about that's not accurate, that's not this. If it feels good for you and you like it and you like how it's fitting into your world, I say go for it. You know, if what you have to work with is duct tape, then fine. Find a creative way to use the duct tape and have fun with it.
Just be bold and be creative and have fun with it. It's definitely, I don't know, just do what you want to do. It's Comic-Con, why not, you know?
Make it comfortable for yourself. It's no fun to cosplay in a costume that you just want to take off in an hour.
Boo to all those people that are like, it's not accurate, it's not what this and that. You know what? You're doing your best and enjoy it, because the more you do it, the better it's going to be, and the more you look and research, the better you're going to find what you're looking for.
Do you have any tips for anybody who would maybe want to cosplay Harley as well?
That's a hard one. Basically, just, you know, if it's hard, continue doing it, because it was hard, but you got to persevere.
So don't be like me and give up and make socks.
I mean, you could do that too.
Oh, do you have any tips for anyone out there who wants to create their own Krieger and virtual girlfriend?
An actual virtual girlfriend?
Yeah, an actual virtual girlfriend. How would you go about doing that?
You're definitely going to need, like a supercomputer to do all the rendering. So I'm going to say lasers just because. And as for the mad scientist thing, the really cool part is that you don't need a real degree or accreditation. You can just start doing that in your garage.
It's true. Yeah, just kind of like Steve Jobs.
Yeah, basically. Yeah.
So for anybody who is kind of getting into cosplay for the first time, do you have any tips for them?
Just like do it. Just keep sewing. You know, there's no wrong way like to cosplay. Just like do whatever makes you happy, and like your passion will shine through and you'll look amazing.
Any tips for fans out there?
Well, if you're going to build a virtual girlfriend, just get help.
What do you like about being Jessica Rabbit?
Everything except the shoes. Because the shoes, high heels, and I don't get along.
Well, you look phenomenal. Are you having a good con?
Yeah, it's been so much fun. It's my first Comic-Con, so yeah.
Yeah, it's great.
Yeah, it's very fun.
Getting stopped a lot, and it's awesome.
I bet you've been stopped just a billion times by everybody geeking out over how awesome it is.
A few people here and there. Like, I've been sort of just, like, doing my own thing, scooting around. I just, like, it feels so good to wear that, like, it's not uncomfortable or anything. So I've just been really enjoying the convention dressed as Peggy.
I don't know if you've had the experience of when you cosplay as a Sailor Guardian, a lot of the time it's kind of being like a Disney princess of the con. Have you had a lot of little kids pawned off on you today?
Yeah, I definitely noticed that. It's so cute, though. I love the little kids.
Parents like to give their children to me. Like, oh, hold my child, take a picture. You know? I'm like, well, yeah, but if they cry, I'm giving them back.
What's been your favorite part of the con so far?
walking around and talking to people. Well, recently, you know, all my friends just graduated and stuff like that, so this is like one of the big conventions that we all come together and we see each other.
I just really like stopping with people and taking pictures of them because they really enjoyed our costumes, so I like to make people happy too.
Well, thank you, ladies, so much, and have an amazing Comic-Con.
Well, thank you so much for stopping to talk to us today. You look absolutely fantastic.
Well, thank you so much, Sam. You look amazing.
Well, thank you guys so much for stopping by.
Thank you so much for stopping and talking to us today.
So thank you, ladies, so much, and I guess go enjoy your con, but don't get too warm.
Thank you so much for stopping to talk to us. I'm just unbelievably impressed. I can't do this. This is beyond my skill set.
Killing it, crushing it, loving it. Ah, it's so good.
Amazing Comic-Con. I think we've seen a lot. There's some great costumes this year. And, wow, I can't wait to come back next year and dress up some more.
And WonderCon, too.
Oh, my God, yeah.
So many cons. So many. Just all the cons all the time.
All right, real quick, what was your favorite thing we saw this weekend?
Oh, man, it has to be that Optimus Prime. Holy moly, that girl was amazing. And, yes, women love Transformers.
I would say just everybody who's been so incredibly enthusiastic about everything and just so many awesome people meeting more awesome people. It's an amalgamation of awesome.
It is. I have to say, like, everyone out here who's cosplaying, you guys rock. You've killed it. This is what this is all about. Come out, show your support, have fun, and we'll see you next year.
Bye.
Hey. Thank you so much.
Yes, thank you so much, guys. It was a blast.
It was so much fun. Yeah. I'm so excited.
Yeah. Thank you so much to everybody who allowed us to interview them for this video.
And just everybody who went and was awesome and just had such... it's an amazing time. If you've never been to a con, you should go. Even if you can't go to Comic-Con necessarily... Look up. There's always one somewhat close to you. You should go. It's phenomenal.
Yeah,
it's so much fun.
It really is. It really is just such a good time. And I think that the thing that a lot of the cosplayers who we interviewed brought up in our videos was that, you know, one of the great things about cosplaying, the thing that they all like the most about it is literally just walking around and talking to people.
Well, it's just, and we've mentioned this before on the show, it's just such a phenomenal icebreaker that if you take the time and the money to create a living embodiment of a character.
Exactly.
And then someone else who that character really affects them and has qualities that inspire them in their real life.
Totally.
You're going to have an instant connection with somebody that you've never spoken to before.
Yeah.
And it's just immediately going into a conversation with super positive energy.
Absolutely.
And just a mutual love for something is the coolest way to meet people.
Well, and I mean, I think that, you know, with the cosplayers we were interviewing here in particular, it's like you interviewed a Harley Quinn, you also cosplay Harley Quinn. I interviewed a Sailor Moon. I don't cosplay Sailor Moon, but I cosplay Sailor Venus.
Yeah. And also when Emma saw that Transformer, I hope that the floor of the con was somewhat clean there. Because her jaw hit that floor and she just had to scoop it up and run over because that was so
I'm never gonna
phenomenal.
Get over never gonna get over that Optimus Prime. She was amazing, and the fact that it was a girl, it was so cool. If you guys don't know, I do the Transformers Robots in Disguise after show here at our sister network AfterBuzz TV, and I also want to give a huge shout out to Megan Salinas, who you saw briefly in the end of the video there, for helping us with all of the video stuff for this. She took
we
all
literally
of the footage
could not
us.
Have done this without Megan, so
thank you
Megan.
For being awesome. Yeah, she's amazing, and she also got a Sailor Moon blind box. That's what that little bit at the end of the video was there, with all of us jumping up and down and getting excited because Elena and Megan both got Sailor
Venus.
You got Sailor Neptune.
No, we got Neptune.
Yeah,
got Venus.
I got Sailor Pluto.
Then who got Venus?
Nobody. No, because it was all outer Senshi.
Oh.
Yeah, Sailor Venus is one of the inner Senshi.
I thought that somebody got Venus.
No, I have excited. I have a Sailor Venus, but it's from my lovely friend Adam Ferry, who's also a cosplayer and a prop maker and just an all-around cool dude. Yes, but lest you should think that I myself didn't cosplay at all this weekend. You saw Elena in the Jessica Rabbit outfit that she was wearing on Saturday of the con. I did cosplay. On Friday, I was Zeke from an old Sega Genesis / Super Nintendo game called Zombies Ate My Neighbors, along with Katie Cullen, who's also on the Transformers After Show with me.
And is also amazing.
And also was running around with us, helping us out with stuff all weekend, and is just an all-around awesome human being. If you guys have never played Zombies Ate My Neighbors, you should Google it.
I just have to take a second and say that wig styling...
Thanks.
Spot on. It's so good.
Yeah, I did style my wig for that.
My favorite Emma too. She wakes up, she puts on this awesome outfit, and then puts on her glasses and goes, well, not gonna be able to see anything today, but I feel like it looks awesome. Like, it does.
It does. That was the thing that I thought was so smart about Kia with those mesh contact lenses. It's like, at least you can kind of see.
Yeah. I have no idea. I mean, I was running into things with no glasses, so... I'm surprised able to navigate.
It's very difficult to see with those blue and red 3D glasses, mostly because they make everything blue and red. They don't enhance things. They don't really work very well as sunglasses.
That's why I tried to purposely plan out a schedule of my cosplay to some degree, where if I know that I'm going to have a break, that's when I wear my things that have more difficult accessories, mm-hmm. like the high heels or anything
totally.
Else.
Totally.
And then days, like the first day we were there, I was like, I will be Black Canary because these are my comfortable boots.
Yep.
And a jacket.
Yep.
So...
good to go. Good to
so
go.
You're ready.
And I also cosplayed Bulma from Dragon Ball on Thursday. These photos are courtesy of the San Diego Cosplay Society. I believe it's sdcosplay.org. They have a Facebook page, which is where I found these. They gave me a little piece of paper when they took photos of me so I could find them. But yeah, I was real happy with this. I made this like the day before con because I just decided I wanted a new costume. And I'd been planning on it, had the fabric for it, I'd gotten the wig for it, but I don't know, I just kind of threw it together.
I love it.
I'm really happy with it, too.
Can we go back one photo?
Yeah,
because I have to point out one thing that's awesome. This bag that you said your mom just made.
Yeah.
This is so versatile. It can go with anything.
It really
is
amazing.
That is the perfect con prop.
Yeah.
So I had some people who were saying, like, because we mentioned that we like to incorporate our bags into our cosplay.
Yes.
And so one of our questions was, what's the best way to do that if it's not a cosplay that necessarily has a bag?
Right.
Boom! It goes with
like
everything, and
I mean,
it looks so cool.
It does. It looks really cool. The thing is, with Bulma, she does actually have
this
a little
one
pouch
goes,
like that.
But this you can use for
anything.
You can use it
over. I use it with my Renaissance Fair stuff. I use this bag all the time. Thanks, Mom, for making this for me.
Then you can keep all your stuff in one place and then just attach it to each of your... If you had a Mad Max, boom, ready?
Boom, perfect. Yep.
Oh, it's perfect.
Yeah, little bags like that are a fantastic thing. And yeah, I mean, someday I will make an actual... turquoise one like she has, but I was like,
it's
I don't have time,
cool.
And this
it
bag
reminds
works.
Me of all the bags that I would get so excited about in World of Warcraft when I would find like one of the
dude.
Big loot bags,
totally.
And I was like, that's what that looks
totally.
Like. It looks like it should be filled with gems.
And in addition to cosplaying Jessica Rabbit, Elena also cosplayed a couple of other things. She wore Black Canary, as she mentioned. There she is with Batman!
This... was super cool. This was the first thing that I walked into when I walked into the con was this awesome Batman that had the poles attached to the wings. So he could walk around normally, but then when he took a picture, he would just out of nowhere, like, boom! And you were like, this is so cool! So that was kind of a cool way to kick off the con. But we were talking about kind of, you know, the different kind of tips and tricks that people have asked, and a lot of people have touched on kind of closet cosplay.
Yeah, totally.
And what are some good suggestions for that? This one is so easy. This is the easiest thing that I have. It's incredibly comfortable. It's flat boots and fingerless gloves, a jacket that I just cut and hemmed, and a choker with just yellow electrical tape on the choker and on the gloves. And that is it.
Amazing.
Took me maybe like 20 minutes to do all of it.
Right, and yet you're instantly recognizable
and
you wear it all the time. It's like Michelle was saying on our Sailor Moon episode, it's like you just need the tell.
Mm-hmm.
And people will know what you are.
And it's fun.
Yeah.
It's fun because you feel like you can go out, but you're in something that is also secure.
Right.
And that also...
And comfortable.
Yeah, and comfortable.
Yeah.
I will say, however, again, going back to the what are some good con tips, nobody else will tell you this, but I swear by onesies. I keep a onesie with me at all times because it does get cold at night, and I put a onesie over my cosplay. And also, if I'm wearing something that I don't want to move around, but I want to go and play, like, in the Adult Swim Carnival or something.
Right, totally.
Pull a onesie out of your bag, and you're always set to go.
It's true. Alina does travel with a Batman onesie at all times during cons.
And in life.
Yeah, but, and know. Now we have a collection of other photos from our con experience. There we are with Megan.
Megan is phenomenal, so just another quick shout-out to her yes. for being so much fun. So yep. we went and got dinner.
At Dick's Last Resort.
And then we were talking about, too, about closet cosplay.
Yeah, exactly.
This is our good friend Melissa, who is awesome, and she wanted to come down for the con and said, you know, I want to dress up, but I didn't have time to really make anything. I'm going to do Amy Pond, and just by having the bag, the marks mm-hmm.
yep.
on her arm.
Yeah,
and then,
tracking the time she's seen the silence. Yeah,
yeah, literal just things from your closet that you put together. And it was awesome. People were stopping, and they're like, you're a good Amy Pond. We like it.
So, yeah.
It's always fun to dress up.
Yep, it is.
And then you go to events.
You want to tell us a little bit about this Star Wars Battlefront thing here?
Well, that's the thing. The one thing about being in cosplay is that you are kind of locked in that universe. And yeah. then you go to awesome events, mm-hmm. and they have Star Wars photo ops, and then you just have mm-hmm. to find a way to meld it. So this is my Starly Wars.
Awesome.
I got a giggle from Marissa.
Yay!
I feel like that
victory.
Went. Yeah, we went this whole episode without a pun, so there you go.
I know, there you go.
So there are lots of fun things to do at Comic-Con, and then you just caption it with a fun hashtag.
Hashtag. And many thanks yes! to Michelle. Michelle is like the party queen of San Diego Comic-Con. She, specifically for the website that she works for, Defective Geeks, they were doing party coverage. Like, it was just coverage of all the parties and outside events of San Diego Comic-Con, and so she was nice enough to point us in the direction yeah. of some of them, including the totally awesome Dragon Ball Z party that we went to.
Yes, but this was actually at the Fashionably Nerdy Mixer,
yeah, the,
which
mixer.
Was a huge highlight for us
it
as
was,
well.
It was, yeah.
Everybody who works with Stephanie and everybody who works over there is just phenomenal. And big shout out to Who's It's and What's It's for this
Yay!
Awesome Robin Hood the Who crossover shirt
it's
that
so
I'm
good.
Obsessed with.
Yes.
So that's another fun thing about cons, you can find all the best
I know.
Nerd swag
well,
and all the
and,
coolest brands.
And the hilarious story about Who's It's and What's It's is the girl Tiffany Mink who runs it, she and I went to college together.
Yeah.
And we had not seen each other since college, but during Comic-Con, we ran into each other and we both were like, I've been Facebook stalking you for years.
That's and, just another, yeah. I feel like I'm just the con spokesperson
yeah, totally.
At this point.
You're
I'm like reason number
1,937.
You get to see friends you haven't seen in a while and then nerd out over how cool both of your stuff
and
is.
And how so. Your lives just got to be so awesome.
Because you're both at Comic-Con.
Yes.
But yeah, so huge, huge shout out to Tiffany and
yes.
to Who's It's and What's It's. Their stuff is really cool, so
yes.
you should check it out.
This was the Dragon Ball Z party.
This was the Dragon Ball Z party, which was awesome. We had a lot of fun at that party. Food and themed drinks and things
yes.
abound. But I do... The main reason that this is here is so I can tell the story of the guy who came up to Emma in her amazing oh. Bulma costume. She goes, so who are you? And she's like, I'm Bulma.
It says it what? Across
it says
my chest.
Bulma. He goes, from what? She's like, from Dragon Ball. It's on the wall.
Yeah,
so.
Like, why are you at a Dragon Ball party if you don't know who I am?
Drinks and food, and I will not shame you for that. So, you do you, sir. But,
he doesn't
yeah, when you
even
go to the
go
cons,
here.
Yeah. When you go to the cons, just like look around a little bit at the party that you're at. Because
yeah.
if somebody's dressed up from that thing. It makes them feel good if you know that.
It does. And so now I want to catch up on some viewer submissions. So basically, we pre-taped our Sailor Moon episode. So we had a couple more Sailor Moon fan submissions come in a little bit after the episode. And we didn't even... We had so much to talk about in that episode. We kind of ran out of time to give them proper attention anyway. So this photo here was submitted by Embelievable Cosplay. She is Sailor Mercury in that. Her friend Tammy Aww. Is Sailor Jupiter. And Ayumi is Mars. And she did some photo editing on it to make them look a little more magical,
they
which I
awesome.
Love. Yeah, we have another photo from them as well.
I choose to believe that those sparkles
Yay!
Just follow them around
they
the
do.
Con.
They do, yeah. They just walked around the con like that. They look so awesome. Thank you so much, Unbelievable, for this submission. It was awesome. We also have some cosplay submissions from Tentacle Grape Cosplay. Now, this is crazy to me, okay? Because this it's a mom and daughter who make Sailor Moon cosplays. This is both of them as Queen Nehelenia, the villain from the dream arc of the Sailor Moon manga or Sailor Moon Super S. What?
That
amazing.
Is amazing. I love just family cosplay in general. I think is phenomenal.
Yes.
I saw a Super Mario carrying his tiny Luigi and I was like, oh, come
so
on.
Cute.
Stop with the cute.
So cute. And then there was also, there's another shot of her
cute.
In her baby Nehelenia outfit, but she also cosplays Princess Small Lady Serenity, which is right there.
That
you die?
Is the cutest thing I've ever
she's
seen
so
in my life.
She's so freaking cute. So yeah, she's chibi's in her little small lady princess dress.
Tiny humans, I love
know.
You. You look so cute when you're in your cosplay.
I know. We have more baby cosplays to show on the show today too. But before that, we have some photos of Max Gray cosplay, which he found us on Twitter and was nice enough to email us some cosplay photos of him. It's Deathstroke from Arkham Origins, and he also gave credit to his photographer, who is MC Illusions, and these are just amazing. If we ever get into an episode where we're talking about Batman villains in general, like this is incredible. And we would love to get more details from you on how things were constructed and etc. I know.
It's phenomenal.
Elena,
it looks
Elena's
so good.
Face,
I'm just
if,
staring
I was
say, in
if
awe.
If you're listening on iTunes, Elena's just flabbergasted.
I'm just swooning. I'm just swooning at this point. Like,
I know.
It's just so good.
You tapped into the thing Elena loves most, Batman. But yeah, and then also on our Facebook page, I found a couple of other submissions that I wanted to share on the show because they are adorable. So this is from Brad Bray. This is his son dressed as Captain America. And we also have from Tony Mallett. That's his son's earliest foray into closet cosplay. That is Deadpool.
That is awesome.
Yep. And in the grand tradition of excellent parenting, he has also memed this child as Captain America, which should be the next image that we have there. Standing for truth, justice, and the American way.
Parenting win.
Yep, that is a parenting
win. Parenting
win. So yeah, those were the things that we wanted to catch up on in terms of viewer submissions. We also want to address a couple of questions. We don't have too much time left, but we'll get to a couple of your questions, and then we'll do another episode like this in the future and hopefully be able to do a live chat too so you guys can ask us some questions live on the air. First of all, I wanted to, Elena addressed a little bit from Mr. Devereaux on Twitter, who asked about a chance to talk about cheap improvisation ideas when it comes to cosplay. I think Elena mm-hmm. kind of covered that with the yellow electrical tape.
I saw your tape today, yes. And electrical tape should never be underrated.
No.
Because it is,
no.
It's easy and it's
awesome.
Well,
that's awesome. Like Jen Mad Anna was saying, if all you have is duct tape, great. Make something out of duct tape. Find a creative, fun way to do it.
Mm-hmm.
Maxfield Stanton, who's one of my fans from the Sailor Moon podcast I do called Love and Justice, asked, so Emma, how was it cosplaying as Bulma? You did a fantastic job. Also, see any good Pretty Guardian Sailor Moon cosplays? Probably not. I didn't. One of these days I might cosplay Princess Sailor Moon and or Dark Mercury. But cosplaying Bulma was a revelation. Here's why. Short wig, amazing.
Yes.
Also sneakers. I just want all of my cosplays to have sneakers from now on. I was so comfortable.
I do a Zoe Harriet from old school Doctor Who,
yeah.
And that is just short wig, jumpsuit, and flats.
Yep. And then I wanted to address Kyle Dalton and a couple other people as well, both on Twitter and on Facebook, have been asking. They're like, oh, seriously, I love the show. So first of all, thank you so much. We put a lot of work into it, so we're glad that you guys are enjoying it. But he asks if we could maybe get some
male cosplayers on the show. The ones that Key recommended, Michael Hamm and Nathan DeLuca, are in Canada, along with the original voice cast of Sailor Moon, who I did a panel for at Amazing Las Vegas Comic Con, and I love them. I want them to adopt me and make me part of their family. But yeah, I mean, I think that's a really good thing to bring up, that we really should, we should get more of a male presence in here.
And also, I think, you know, we've had a couple of people throw out, too, about the kind of gender-bending cosplays, and those are always really fun.
Yeah, so. Yeah. I would love to do an episode on that.
And Brad Bray asked how to get patterns for masks, and kind of the best way to do that. There is a great website called Cosplay Tutorials, and they have one, just cosplaytutorials.com/lists/masks, and they have pretty much every kind of material that you could want to work with. So that's the one that I recommend. That's the one that I use.
I concur. I defer to Elena on this. Just like I defer to Elena on wigs. And I actually am trying to find who it was that said, oh, can Elena... Oh, it was Kiara Thala cosplay said, can Elena please do a wig episode? And we will definitely do a wig episode at some point. And then just as one final thing, Tony Mallett, who submitted the meme baby Captain America, asks, who would win in a fight, Gandalf the Grey versus Dumbledore or Gandalf the White versus Dumbledore? So basically, in Gandalf's various forms, would he be Dumbledore? Elena, at gunpoint, what do you say?
I say Merlin bust in. It's like, what up? I'm taking over. So there you go.
Oh, man. And I am going to say Gandalf the Grey, maybe not, but Gandalf the White. I mean, he, like, came back from the dead, sort of, maybe. Unclear.
Yeah, but Dumbledore's got a posse now.
Like, he does. He does.
He rolls, like, 12 Gryffindors deep.
Like 12 Gryffindors deep.
Just saying. Oh, man. I don't know how much your elf can help you.
Well, that is all the time that we have for today, guys. Thank you so much for tuning in and watching our show. And keep tweeting your comments, questions, etc. at us. You can find us all on Twitter at The Cosplay Coach. You can find me on Twitter at Emma Fife.
You can find me on Twitter at Elena Jordan, A-L-A-N-A. And you can find me on Instagram at That Elena Jordan Girl.
And you can find both Elena and myself on various shows at AfterBuzzTV.com, our sister network here. I do Transformers, Robots in Disguise, Sailor Moon Crystal, though this might be our last episode this coming week.
But we'll be back for Face Off soon, and Emma and I will both be there for that one, so be sure to check it out.
Yes, and as always, guys, remember to go over to iTunes, comment, subscribe, rate, review, all that good stuff. Give us a thumbs up on YouTube. And thank you so much for joining us. We'll see you guys all again soon.
Bye.
From producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire Popcorn Talk Network, we would like to thank you for tuning in. For questions or comments, be sure to visit popcorntalk.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of the Popcorn Talk Network.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of the Popcorn Talk Network or its owners or principals.